Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah, he satisfies. Hallelujah. Jesus, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In our staff devotional, today's reading from Brother Hunts is in regards to Pentecostal meetings. And he writes, in a truly Pentecostal meeting, Jesus manifests himself. There is a danger of becoming formal. One, two, three songs, then testimonies, prayer, sermon. How much more wonderful it is when Jesus ministers his own life to us. That requires everyone, that's you and me, to function in the Holy Spirit as members of one body. Everyone ought to take a part according to the leading of the Holy Spirit. One might pray, another lift hands in praise, another testify. Shall Jesus have his way, or will we have our program our way? The way to come to any meeting is to bring Jesus with you. I trust that you have come with Jesus and in faith, but that you've come to take part according to the leading of the Holy Spirit, as we've been encouraged. And so maybe tonight God will prompt you to do one of these or other things by way of testimony or prayer or song. But let's be sensitive to the Holy Spirit moving here tonight. Let's be careful we don't kind of settle in and get comfortable and rely on everybody else to do the work. God has called us all to do the work of ministry. And so let's be faithful to one another and to the Lord in doing that. Let's sing in the white hymnal number 43.
Display.
Holy Spirit, take control, oh God. Use us, oh God. Fill us, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, hallelujah.
Just share tonight, I was reading, I found this pamphlet written by Brother Hans, The Manifestation of His Presence. And I just wanted to read a couple of excerpts from that. And actually what my husband just read from the staff devotional came from this pamphlet. And he was telling about how his first Pentecostal meeting, and in he writes, a real Pentecostal meeting is one where Jesus is allowed to manifest himself and to change us into his image as we behold him. But what you will receive will depend largely upon your attitude. If you come with an open heart, you will experience the life-giving power of God. The way to come to any meeting is to bring Jesus with you. Everyone who practices the presence of God at home will find it very easy to do so in the meeting. But if you have not been doing so, the very first thing is to find Jesus in your own heart, to recognize him as a fountain of life within you. As you do this, you sink into worship. Nobody knows what worship is except a person filled with the Holy Spirit. It is a sweet fire within your soul which Jesus Christ has kindled. It is the presence of Jesus, and it permeates your whole being with the fragrance of Christ. When you have found him within, you will find him and see him in the meeting. That is an operation of the Holy Spirit which one cannot easily explain. You have to experience it yourself. The Holy Spirit uses imperfect vessels. If he did not, he would not use us at all. Is it not wonderful how the Lord Jesus bears with our imperfections? So we ought to bear with the imperfections of others. We learn by our mistakes, and as we learn our lessons, God prepares his vessels to use when and how he will. Do you come to meeting to hear from God? If churches are temples of the living God, then surely God ought to have charge of his own meetings. The success of a real Pentecostal meeting does not depend on the singing, the preaching, or anything other than the manifestation of the presence of Jesus. When he ministers to hearts in any way or by anyone he chooses, then hungry souls are fed with the bread from heaven, which only Jesus can give. The great struggle through the years has been over this issue. Shall Jesus have his way and be allowed to manifest himself, or will we have our program and way? Our job is to let him have his way. Jesus. Do not fear. The Lord is on the job. So how have you come tonight? Have you come with burdens? Things that you face through the day? Maybe you're having a hard day. I know it's Friday night. We're all tired, right? And we sit down. I know the first thing I do when I sit down at night, I want to go to sleep. But how have you come? Are you ready to experience the living power of God? And what have you brought? And what are you expecting from God? Father, we come to you, Lord Jesus. And we cry out to you, Lord God. Father, I lift each person in this room to you right now, Lord. You know the things that they have come into this meeting with. Lord, I pray that right now they will expect great things from you, Lord God, and that your Holy Spirit will rain down on each life here tonight, Lord God. Father, minister, let each heart be open to what you have to say, what you have to do in this meeting tonight, Lord Jesus. I pray that you remove any tiredness, Lord God, any hurt or pain that they're carrying, Lord Jesus. Father, just let each one lay it at your feet, Lord God.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
To God be the glory. Great things he has done. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord.
Yes.
Lord. Precious
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We praise you, Jesus. You are worthy.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, you are worthy, O Lord.
A fresh anointing. Holy Spirit, breathe on me.
Help us, come, Lord.
Jesus, the need I gladly own, though sorrow may bear the load. Thank you.